Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 18, 2026, and we have some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs and the broader landscape of AI and machine learning. Let's dive into the highlights before we get into the details. Headlines. 1. AMD is prototyping a shared virtual memory (SVM) implementation using the DRM GPU SVM framework, a significant step towards unifying memory management across CPU and GPU architectures. Number 2, NVIDIA's GTC 2026 conference has showcased their aggressive push into the AI space, emphasizing open-source models and their importance in the evolving AI landscape. The 3, a Reddit thread discusses GPUs capable of running high-quality workflows, though access to specific details was blocked. Now let's unpack these topics in more detail. Topic 1, AMD's Shared Virtual Memory, SVM. AMD engineers are actively working on a proof-of-concept implementation of shared virtual memory atop the DRM GPU SVM framework. For those unfamiliar, shared virtual memory allows the CPU and GPU to share a unified address space, meaning they can access the same memory locations using the same pointers. This is particularly advantageous for complex workloads, where data needs to be frequently accessed by both the CPU and the GPU, such as in AI and ML applications. The DRM GPU SVM framework is a newer approach aimed at providing a unified implementation for GPU drivers to manage memory allocation, mapping, and migration across CPU and GPU address spaces. This is a significant improvement over existing methods, which often require separate implementations for different drivers. The hope is that this new framework will simplify maintenance and enhance performance across the board. Currently, AMD's implementation is basic, lacking advanced features such as multi-GPU support and global migration decision logic. However, it has successfully passed all ROCR tests and a majority of AMD KFD and HIP tests, indicating a solid foundation for future development. AMD has identified some challenges in multi-GPU code paths and VRAM migration, suggesting that while progress is being made, there's still a considerable amount of work to be done before full adoption. For those interested in contributing or following the development, AMD has made Request for Comments (RFC) patches available on the DryDevel mailing list, inviting community feedback and collaboration. Topic 2, NVIDIA's GTC 2026 conference. Switching gears to NVIDIA, their GTC 2026 conference has been a hotbed of announcements, particularly in the realm of AI. CEO Jensen Huang emphasized that NVIDIA is no longer just a hardware company. They are positioning themselves as foundational players in the AI ecosystem. This is a strategic pivot that aligns with their long-term vision of integrating AI across various sectors. A major focus of the conference has been on agentic AI, a term that refers to AI systems capable of taking autonomous actions based on their environment. NVIDIA is expanding its open-source model offerings, which they believe will lower the barrier to entry for companies looking to leverage AI. Their Nemotron models, which span various industries, are designed to be more accessible and customizable. NVIDIA's commitment to open models is notable. They are investing $26 million over the next 5 years to expand this initiative. These models aim to address specific industry needs, from healthcare to autonomous vehicles, and are built to be fine-tuned by organizations for their unique applications. The introduction of new models like Nemotron 3 Ultra and NemoClaw showcases their drive for innovation while addressing concerns around security and efficiency. The competition in the AI space is heating up, and NVIDIA's strategy to give away models while maintaining revenue streams through hardware sales is a bold move that could reshape market dynamics. Their ongoing collaboration with various companies in the Nemotron Coalition aims to co-develop foundational models that will further solidify their lead in the AI landscape. Topic 3, Reddit discussions on GPU performance. Lastly, a Reddit thread has sparked interest regarding the capabilities of specific AMD GPUs in running high-quality workflows, particularly WAN 2.2 at 720p. However, the content was blocked, leaving many users frustrated. This highlights a common issue in community forums where access to detailed technical discussions can be limited. While we can't dive into specifics from that thread, it does underscore the importance of community knowledge sharing and the value of platforms where developers can exchange insights about hardware performance, particularly as new GPUs come into the market. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, AMD's exploration of the DRM GPU SVM framework could signal a significant leap forward in memory management for GPUs, paving the way for more efficient AI and ML workloads. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's aggressive push into OpenAI models may redefine how companies engage with AI technologies, making it more accessible than ever. The landscape is evolving rapidly, and it will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold over the coming months. Stay tuned for more updates and technical insights on the AMD GPU Daily.